Princess Mononoke hits differently now. The first time I watched it, I remember being floored that Irontown's ruler, Lady Eboshi, who I actually kind of liked, even though I maybe wasn't supposed to, because she wanted what she could name, really shoots off the forest spirit's head. I didn't believe she'd follow through with it once she sees him with her own eyes. Now I'm like, seems about right. I suppose we all want to show everyone we know how to kill a god of life and death. We can all be short-sighted sometimes, and we'll do anything to feel in control. I thought about the Nightwalker, the forest spirit's nocturnal form. The other evening when my boyfriend and I went a little wayward on a nature trail after we lost track of time. The sky was fallacious. The sky was amaranthine and studded with bats, flying more like moths than any bird until it darkened suddenly as though from under a spilled glass of wine. Neither of us cared. My legs ached pleasantly. Sweat drizzled between my breasts. We were alone in our own minds, in the memories we translate to each other that'll always remain slightly mythological, as in both a solace and a warning. The whole point of stories. I thought about why the forest spirit changes. When I was young, I perceived him as the night sky within a body that reflects and guards. He was the god I believed in, watching over us, and I felt righteous and secure. Now I wonder if he wasn't doing anything, just walking around. During the day, plants burst fern-like from his steps. His body adheres with a great furred chest. Instead of antlers, his head's a tree with many branches. His face, a mask with direct eyes and an omniscient smile. His blood cures wounds but won't lift curses. Some acts even a god can't amend. Lady Eboshi, I've been meaning to ask you for years now, what did you think was going to happen? How do you really kill a god? Dark on darkness surrounding us almost makes us light. A rabbit sounds larger than it is. Lavender wildflowers glow against their eclipse field. I believe a god is every generation. Like people, his search destroys everything he touches until they give him back his head. I thought about how the forest grows again, but is never going to be his. Are we supposed to feel comforted? Are we supposed to feel afraid? Maybe the whole point is to feel neither, to surrender to the story's end. Movement, even within shadows. We watch deer leaping into night.